think we need a little bit of background on the Caroline Giuliani Facebook story. There was some controversy a bit ago when Slate, an online magazine, they pointed out that Caroline Giuliani is supporting Barack Obama, at least according to her Facebook profile, and not her father. And in a piece this week for Gulf magazine called Reporters Meet Facebook, the writer argued that Facebook info can be used, but that, quote, the political leanings of a presidential candidate's estranged teenage daughter should not be making the rounds in the respected news media. So, Merrill, when is it okay to share information gleaned from Facebook?
I think it is always appropriate to use information from Facebook. And, you know, from, is it PR executive? I think that, or executive doesn't really matter, my title, I'm just a man. But it's in PR. I think I've been exposed to this in several areas. I think first, when you interview somebody, is it okay to use information that you found from their Facebook profile that they did not provide in your resume in the interview? And yes, it is, because people can, you know, the internet is a, everybody understands the internet is a very public forum. It is, you know, privacy issues are getting stretched when you can publish, somebody can access any information that you have knowingly published on a site as public as Facebook. It's accepted. It has to be accepted that that information can be used against you. And with, and when it comes to the, you know, the, I think the, it's the, I mean, there's the issue of Facebook, and then there's also the issue of can you use candidates' children as a point in the debate. And yes, they are public personas. The best example of that was when Dick Cheney's gay daughter became part of the debate over gay marriage. And Cheney wanted to have it both ways, where yes, I'm against gay marriage, and but no, I will not condemn my daughter's gay marriage. Because, I mean, it's part of the who they are, and if somebody's going to, and on one hand, and if you're going to publish your Facebook profile, it is, has to be, it's a tacit agreement when you do it that it is fair game for anybody who can connect you to that person.
But Caroline Giuliani's 17. Is that fair? Does that weigh into it at all?
Yeah, no. I think it's part, I mean, is it, you could ask, is it fair for Facebook to publicly be displaying profiles of 13-year-olds? That to me is as legitimate a question as, can I use it against her in the print? I mean, nobody seems to mind. So you could have 1 billion people around the globe who can access Caroline Giuliani's Facebook profile. That's acceptable. But if I dare to print or publish her profile or take any information from her profile and print it in an article, all of a sudden now I've exposed or I've lifted the veil of privacy. I mean, it's,
well,
it has both ways.
Yeah, there's a couple things, though. Now, in general, I pretty much agree with you and disagree, actually, with the writer. But there's a couple things. One, her profile wasn't available to everyone, but it was available to some 40,000 people who are part of Harvard's class. And the fact that she's 17, it's a little bit sketchy, I think, except, well, two things. She is, for all intents and purposes, a public figure. There's been numerous stories about both her and her brother, who are kind of obviously don't get along with her father. And she's graduated high school. And I think that's a big, for me anyway, as far as a journalistic and integrity, I think that's a big differentiation. Now, she did make her profile, like I said, available to some 40,000 people. And I guess in agreement, you know, it's not a billion people. You know, there aren't millions of people. So it's not technically public knowledge. And I think that's what this kind of intro story to, you know, Facebook was about. Because it is a kind of a shady area of whether it's public, because it's not like, you know, a Flickr website that you can make all of your photos available for everyone in the world to see.
That to me, I mean, now we're not debating privacy. We're debating the nuance of a Facebook profile and what is considered, is it, you know, is it not public unless you've published it? I mean, when it comes, candidates can't have it both ways. I mean, Giuliani was infamous when his, and I guess this was like 10 years ago, where he would appear at Met games with his, you know, at that time, 9 or 10 year old son. And he basked in all the glory that, you know, not glory, all the, you know, the goodwill that, ooh, look at the father going to a baseball game with his 9 year old son. And then, oh, was that a violation of privacy? Oh my God, we're using his son to help promote the fact that he's a great person. Okay, can we use the fact that there's a split in the Giuliani family about political preferences? I mean, we're not debating would it be okay to publish a 17-year-old profile profile of Carolyn Giuliani with naked. I mean, we're not violating, you know, pornography.
She's become a public figure thanks to her dad, whether she wants to be or not. And another point I wanted to make was that in journalism, I mean, email that becomes public record is fair game, or that is, you know, you get these memos, kind of secret memos that get leaked fairly regularly, and that now isn't seen as confidential. I mean, I think people have been told that if you don't want everyone in the world to see this email, then don't write an email.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, and I think email is much more personal than a MySpace page that, you know, you're linked to 50,000 people or 100,000 people, or even if it's just, you know, a dozen people.
It's hard to draw. I mean, the internet obviously changes the discourse so much, but what if Carolyn Giuliani had sent a form letter describing her life over the last year, you know, one of those, you know, this is what I've done the last year, to 40,000 people, and it had shown up in the hands of a reporter from Slate.com, would there be the same uproar in this? I mean, it would have been basically like mailing a flyer. And it's the fact that it's the internet gets everybody all hot and bothered, like, oh my God. But it's public. To me, that is public information. I don't care if it's within a closed Harvard network on Facebook. That is public. And anybody who thinks that putting that information up there is private on Facebook or MySpace or Friendster or any of those they're foolish. And it's the 257th reason not to vote for Giuliani. It's full of children. How is he going to control the country?
Yeah, and I think people are slowly learning that. And what's funny, the controversy did kind of get blown out of proportion a little bit. And it was interesting that Slate actually kind of treated it as a pretty minor story. I mean, it was under 300 words. There were no quotes. I think what happened was that because, you know, the Times and all these other places picked it up, that kind of created the story and made it look like a more important story than it was. And I'm not sure that Slate even thought it was that huge of a story.
Mike, I don't think you're really qualified to discuss this because you're not even a Facebook member, which is just embarrassing for you.
Yeah, I know. I'm just barely a MySpace member, and which I'll have you know, it still has more people than Facebook does.
Yeah, but like if you want to keep up with your Justin Timberlake crowd, you're going to have to go over to Facebook.
That's true.